أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين في جمع بقية الله في الأرضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه، هدى للمتقين. الله تبارك وتعالى created two books. One written books, which we call it the Holy Quran. The second book is How the Universe. That one also is a book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that in different way and different manner, different fashion. But we can say everything in the universe, everything in the whole the world is book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because book is manifestation of the writer of the book. Book show and indicate the writer of that book. We have hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam who said, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا إِلَّا رَأَيْتُ اللَّهُ قَبْلَهُ وَبَعْدَهُ وَمَعْهُ وَفِيهُ. I didn't see anything but I saw Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with it, before it, after it, and in it. Whatever I see anything, I will see Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala with it. Because everything is manifestation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. There is hadith narrated by Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam from his grandfather Imam Amir al-Mu'minin alayhi salatu wa salam. He says, فَتَجَلَّ سُبْحَانَهُ لَعِبَادِهِ فِي كَلَامِهِ أَوْ فِي كِتَابِهِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala manifested for his ibad, for his creature, in his book or in his statement. So the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is manifestation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has two types of manifestation. One is ordinary manifestation, like all the universe, everything. The second one is specific manifestation, which there is no door or gate for everybody to have access to that manifestation. And the book of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is specific manifestation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So everybody or all the people don't have access to that manifestation. Because of that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا يَمُسُّهُ إِلَّا الْمُطَهَّرُونَ. Only المطهرون can touch it, can understand it, can realize it. And المطهرون have access to understanding and actualizing the Holy Quran and realizing the meaning of the Holy Quran. Who are the mutahharun? In another word, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala purify only Ahlul Bayt alayhim salatu wassalam. So these are humul mutahharun, and these are who have access to the specific manifestation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which is his book. So, we don't have access to this book. Because of that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. ذَلِكَ means that. Why? If Allah means by kitab this book, which in front of me, he should say, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ or هَذَا الْكِتَابِ. Sorry, هَذَا الْكِتَابِ. This book. Because it's in front of me. It's not far from me. I look at it. I'm seeing it. But Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. That book. Why? Because it's very far from our understanding. It is very far from our actualizing. He used that. Yes. Sometimes Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he used هذا الكتاب, this book. For instance, in this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إن هذا الكتاب, هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوى. Here says, إن هذا القرآن. Indeed, this book guards those people who are يهدي للتي هي أقوى إن هذا القرآن. So sometimes he used ذلك that, sometimes he used this. Concerning and regarding to Allah تبارك وتعالى also, we have all these two types of statements. Sometimes Allah تبارك وتعالى says that God, oh Lord, sometimes say he's very close and near to you. ذَلِكُمُ اللَّهَ رَبُّكُمْ. That one is your Lord. That one is your Allah, is your God. ذَلِكُمْ. But in some words, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, إِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةً. If my servant asks about me, I'm near to them. I'm not far from them. How we can combine between these two statements? In one hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكُمْ. That's Allah which is very far. رَبُّكُمْ is your Lord. In another hand, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. If my servant asks you about me, I'm very close to them. I'm near to them. We have exactly the same statement concerning the Holy Quran. In this verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. That book. لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. In another verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Indeed, this book. What is the combination between these two types of statements? We should say, the Holy Quran has two sides. One side of the Holy Quran in the hand of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna anzalnahu. We revealed it. So this means the one side of the Holy Quran is in Allah's hand. If we look at that side, this will be ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. But the another side of the Holy Quran is in the hand of the people, because إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ. It will come to you. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Because they should be in the hand of the people, to be available for the people. So when we look at this side, it will be هذا القرآن. It's near to you. So, ذلك الكتاب, that one is the reality of the Holy Quran. If we look at it, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَرَبِيًّا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. We made this Holy Quran Arabic letter, an Arabic Quran, Arabic verses, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَعَقِلُونَ. Maybe you ponder on it, upon it. So, this is هذا القرآن. Because you have access to it. But when we will go من لدن علي حكيم, it comes from Allah تبارك وتعالى, it will be ذلك الكتاب, and it will be very far from us. We don't have access to that reality of the Holy Quran. That Holy Quran is only the knowledge of Holy Quran. Allah تبارك وتعالى says in the Holy Quran, وَلَا يَعْلَمُ تَعَوِيلَهُ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ. Only Allah تبارك وتعالى and الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ, those people who have knowledge of Allah تبارك وتعالى, they know the knowledge of the Holy Quran. Only these people. But the other people don't have access to that knowledge of the Holy Quran. However, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used in the beginning of the chapter of Baqarah, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, because that one is far from us. He looked and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala points at the reality of the Holy Quran, which is very far from us. Some scholars say ذَلِكَ, that means this Holy Quran is very huge, is very big. And because of respecting of the Holy Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala used ذَلِكَ. Otherwise, the Holy Quran is in front of us. But only for respect. See, for that, when you want to address somebody, you say, don't say, you say, His Excellency. Because of respecting, isn't it? Some types of respecting. This ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ also for respecting. Majority of our ulama and mufassirin say because of respecting of the Holy Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala used ذَلِكَ. But as I told you, no, it's not only type of respect. Because this Holy Quran and the reality and the nature of the Holy Quran is very far from our understanding, far from our mentality, far from our reason. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ, that book. Okay, what is this book? ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, there is no doubt about it. Exactly, there is no doubt. What does mean by this, there is no doubt? Either there is no doubt about statement, there is no doubt about its content, there is no doubt about that it is the revelation of me to the messenger of this, the Holy Quran and the messenger of Islam, the Prophet. There is no doubt about it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So maybe you will ask me, how there is no doubt? Why there are a lot of questions and doubts about the Holy Quran? Through the history we will find out, even recently, don't know how I mentioned his name, and man, some time ago, he wrote an article about the Holy Quran. He's an Iranian man and a scholar, and said the Holy Quran is not a revelation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Maybe you have. This Suruj, his name is Suruj, yeah? simply he wrote or because that the Holy Quran is not from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But this is the statement of the Prophet. It's saying of the Prophet. Like hadith, like tradition. But the difference between hadith and the Holy Quran is that the Prophet got and received the concept and the content of the Holy Quran from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala as the concept. But he put it in this term, in this statement, in these sentences, and he gave it to us. Otherwise, this book is not from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He said, why this is incorrect? And there are a lot of evidences concerning this issue that the book exactly and terms exactly have been revealed to the Prophet by Allah, by Jibreel, or by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without any intermediary. There is a question, inshallah, maybe we'll discuss later. Why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was sending His revelation and wahy to the Prophet by angel? Why there was intermediary between the Prophet and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Does the Prophet of Islam need any intermediary between him and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Maybe according to some scholars, they say because the Prophet couldn't receive the wahy and revelation from the Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala without any intermediary, without Jibreel. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was giving wahy to the Jibreel, and Jibreel was bringing the wahy and make it easier for the Prophet because it was very heavy and Prophet couldn't tolerate it, couldn't carry it. So there was intermedia. But this is not correct. Exactly is not correct, this one. Why? Because according to hadith, according to the rational argument, according to all riwayat, Sunnis and Shia, the position of the Prophet is higher than the position of the Malaika, isn't it? We believe that the position of the Prophets, even other Prophets, are higher than the position of angels. And we have evidence for that. When the Prophet went to Mi'raj and Jibreel associated with him and accompanied with him, he reached the level, and when Prophet asked him, please come with me, he said, لَوْ دَنَوْتُ عَنْ مُلَةً لَحْتَرَقْتُ. If I come to you even a centimeter, like a figure, I would be burned. This position which he go, nobody could come but you. This is not material journey or position which we cannot understand exactly. So the Prophet was at that position which Jibreel couldn't go to that position. So now Jibreel can be intermediary between the Prophet and Allah to make wahy easier for the Prophet. Now this is not correct. This is one. Secondly, inshallah, in tanzil and inzal of the revelation to the Prophet and the nature of the wahy, what is the nature of the wahy, inshallah, we'll explain about this issue. According to the authentic hadith and rational argument, the Prophet was the one who bringing down Jibreel. It's not Jibreel was coming down to the Prophet. This is the two things. Sometimes we say Jibreel was coming down to the Prophet to bring the revelation to the Prophet. Sometimes we say no. The position of the Prophet was so high, he was bringing down the Jibreel from his high position, he was bringing him down by the revelation. And what is the statement of, what is the this position in this condition, inshallah we'll talk about it. However, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. There is no doubt about it. Why? We are witnessing every day a lot of doubt about this Holy Quran. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says completely, there is no doubt about it. It has been said, yes, maybe they have doubt, but if they ponder open this doubt, they will find out that this, there is no state, there is no position, there is no door for this doubt. Without pondering, without thinking about the Holy Quran, maybe they have some doubt. But if they think about it, there is no doubt about it. There is certain hadith in the Battle of Siffin. Hashim ibn Mirqar said, I saw a man from Muawiyah's side. He was reciting the Holy Quran, and he was reciting this chapter of the Holy Quran, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. I went to him. I saw he hung the Holy Quran also in his chest. And he was reciting the Holy Quran and he was fighting Imam Ali alayhi salam. I went to him. I wanted to advise him. I told him, please, I think you like the Holy Quran too much. He said, I memorize the Holy Quran, hold the Quran. All the time I'm reciting the Holy Quran. Day and night, I recite the Holy Quran. I said, if you recite the Holy Quran day and night, and you used to recite the Holy Quran day and night, why you fight Imam Ali? He said, because of the Holy Quran. Quran says, I should fight unbeliever. And Ali is unbeliever. Because of that, I fight him. Hashim ibn Mirqal said, suddenly Imam Ali alayhi salam came and he asked me, go away. He came to him and he asked him, what do you recite? He said, I'm reciting this word, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَمَّا يَتَسَاءَلُونَ عَنِ النَّبَأِ الْعَظِيمِ الَّذِي هُمْ فِيهِ مُخْتَلِفُونَ. He said, go away, what do you say? مَا لِلَّهِ آيَةٌ أَعْظَمُ مِنِّي. There is no ayah and sign for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala higher or bigger than me. أَنَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ النَّاطِقِ. I am speaker book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. I am the book which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لَا رَيْمَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. I am God of the Muttaqeen. And by his sword he killed him and he said, you should go to the fire, you should go to the hell fire. Exactly, this is book, written book. But the speaker book is Imam Ali alayhi salatu wa salam. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. God المتقين and pious people. In some verses of the Holy Quran, Allah تبارك وتعالى says, the Holy Quran is a guide for mankind, for human being. Allah تبارك وتعالى says, Alif Lam Mim in Surah Ibrahim. Alif Lam Ra Kitabun Anzalnahu Ilayk. The book we revealed to you. Litukhrijan Nas Min Adh-Dhulumat Ila An-Nur. By this book, you will take off human being, man, from Dhulmat, from darkness, to the light, to the nur. So, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in this verse said, O inna haza al-Qur'an yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Hudan lil-nas. We have some verses Allah Ta'ala says, هُدًا لِلنَّاسِ إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنُ هُدًا لِلنَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala says, is هُدًا لِلنَّاسِ. This is correct, no doubt about it. The Holy Quran is guide for human beings. Whoever wants to benefit from the Holy Quran and get guidance from the Holy Quran, he can get. But here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, هُدًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Only is a guide for al-muttaqin. Why? I'm not pious man. I'm not muttaqin. So this Holy Quran would not guide me towards right. How Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, only هُدًا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala revealed the people, revealed the Holy Quran to the people to benefit from it. First should guide them, and in the end they'll become muttaqin. If they are muttaqin, they don't need guidance because they have been guided. Isn't it? They have been guided. So how it will guide them? As you know, we have two types of guidance. What we call it ira'at al-tariq, showing the people their path. The second one, al-isal ila al-matlub, to reach them to their target, to their goal, to their aim. Sometimes you'd ask me a certain address. Where is that one? I will explain to you. You should go right, after that turn left, after that turn right, and go straight, go ahead, and at that place also you should ask some other people. This we call it ira'at al-tariq, showing the way to the people where they should go and how they should go. But the second time, when you ask me where is Stanmore, I will take your hand and please come. And I will give you a lift and I will bring it to you here. I will say, this is Samar. This is al-Isal ila al-Masul. To reach to the people, to their target, to their aim, to their goal. Exactly, Holy Quran also has these two states and these two positions. Sometimes, for some people, only show them the way, show them the right path. And we ask, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. But sometimes the Holy Quran will not show the right path to the people. No. But will take them and put them in the right path. Will put them in the goal and their target. The Holy Quran concerning pious people and muttaqin, it will be al-isalu ila al-matlub. It will reach them to their goal and their target. So this hidayah means specific hidayah, specific guidance for the muttaqin. But for other people, they don't benefit from specific guidance and hidayah. This is one, and the second thing. Concerning the Holy Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ رَحْمَةٌ وَلَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. For mu'mineen, the Holy Quran will be shifa, cure for them. But for ظالمين, oppressor, will not be except and that khasara. This is for them. So, the water and the rain, when will come and it rains to the land, some land will grow up very beautiful flower. But in some other land, nothing. The problem is not from the water and rain. But from the capacity, from the land, some land has potentiality to grow up and bring up good flower and very beautiful flowers. But some land doesn't have that capacity and potentiality. Now, look at the pool. If there is very, very clean pool, and you put clean water on it, so you have clean water. But if you have dirty pool, and you put some very clean water on it, the water also will become dirty. The problem is not from the water. You have only the same water, clean water. But this depends on the capacity, the place, on your cup. The Holy Quran was revealed to Abu Dhar and Salman to guide them towards right path. But when it comes to some other people, those people who were opponents of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which take them in wrong path, and they change the verses of the Holy Quran in some word when they want. However, this guidance is a specific guidance. Here, Hudan lil-Muttaqin, the Holy Quran is guidance or guide for the pious. Who are Muttaqin? According to some verses, some traditions and some hadith, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala means by Muttaqin only A'imma alayhi Mustafa wa Salaam. These are who have specific guidance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But in general, if we look at Muttaqin, we will find out what is the attribute of the Muttaqin. First of all, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentioned in this chapter here only five attributes for Muttaqin. First of all, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. This is the first attribute of Muttaqin. Let's explain a little bit about this attribute of Muttaqin, and we'll go back to find out what is the reality of Muttaqin, and what is the taqwa, and what is the nature of taqwa, which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in some words it says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. In Surah Al-Anfal, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ فُرْقَانًا. Whoever has fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and taqwa of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will give him power to distinguish between right and wrong, between good and bad. This is the taqwa. And maybe you heard this history. Imam Ali alayhi salam has very, very interesting sermon in Nahjul Balagha on the title of خطبه المتقين, sermon of muttaqin, pious. He had a companion, his name was Hammam. Once he came to Imam Ali alayhi salam and he said, oh ya Abu al-Hasan, oh ya Amir al-Mu'minin, sif li al-Muttaqin, describe al-Muttaqin to me. In the beginning, Imam Ali alayhi salam explained a little bit about Muttaqin. He said, Al-Muttaqun hum ahlul fawahil. Al-Muttaqun, those people who are virtues. They are following Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. They have fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. فَلَمْ يَقْنَعِ الْحَمَّامِ. Hammam, he wasn't satisfied with the statement of Imam Ali alayhi salam. And he insisted on Imam Ali alayhi salam to explain about Muttaqin more. He said, please, oh Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen, sif li al-Muttaqin, hatta anzur alayhim. Describe Muttaqin to me, like I look at them, I see them. Imam alayhi salatu wa salam started to describe Muttaqin فصعق الحمام ومات. In the end, حمام passed away and died. Imam عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said, I knew from beginning he will die. He cannot tolerate. Because of that, in the beginning, I didn't want to describe muttaqin to him. Yes, what is the exactly attribute and character of the muttaqin will explain. But the first character of the muttaqin is that الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who believe in unseen. This is very important. Sometimes you believe in something which you see, but sometimes we believe in something which we don't see. This is very important. If we could have this type of knowledge, this type of position, we believe in something which we don't see, we will be among the muttaqin. Now, all of us believe in the Day of Judgment. Yes. But, because Day of Judgment actually is unseen, it's a ghaib for us. But do we have faith 100% on it or not? I don't have. Why? Because if there is fire here, I will run away. Because I see fire. But thousands of the prophets have come and they inform us there will be fire if you do such action and such thing. But I will run away. I will commit it. I will close it to the fire. There are thousands of prophets and imams and pious people and awliya, they have come and they said if you do such and such and such bad action, if you beat people, if you eat their money, their property, if you spoil their name, if you spray against them, you will have such position and state in the hell. But I will not listen. Because I don't have real iman to unseen. According to some verses of the Holy, some tradition, we have 8 traditions which narrated from Imam Rida alayhi salam, in which he said, unseen is al-Imam al-Hujja alayhi salam. The first attribute of muttaqin is that they believe in Imam whom they don't see him. They believe in this Imam. And inshallah, all of us believe in al-Imam al-Hujja alayhi salatu wa salam. So we are among al-muttaqin. Okay. What does mean Imam al-Hujja alayhi salatu wa salam is ghaib. And what is the reality and nature of ghaib? Inshallah, from next.
The statement, people believing in something which is unseen, does this specifically relate only to these aspects? Because in another case, people believe in things which are not real or not reasonable, and these are also unseen. So in this case, it's definitely not a good thing.
Yes, that one is not unseen, because we have different, there is difference between unseen and image, or we call it khiyal, or wahm. For instance, we believe in something which doesn't have any reality and is not real thing. That one is unseen, but is wahm. Something we mean, inshallah, we'll explain about unseen thing. What does mean? Unseen, which is something which is real, but we cannot see it by our physical eyes. This is the meaning of unseen. Otherwise, yes, for example, you believe in, we call it ghoul, even in English they call ghoul, is unseen. Something which, for example, has 40 heads and is very big, like, yes. So, we believe on that one is unseen, but is image only. Doesn't have any reality and is not real thing. Unseen ghaib means something which is real, but and it has been described by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala or by the Prophet, but we cannot see it by our eyes, and we believe on. We have hadith from the Prophet in which he say that people in the last generation, their position and their iman is higher than you. He was addressing his companion. They asked, why? The Prophet said, because they believe in me, why they haven't seen me. But you see me, and some of you don't believe in me.
When you talk about the ghaib, does it only mean the positive side of things, like Imam Zamana, Day of Judgment, and it also means the negative part, like Shaitan and all that too?
Yes, this is a very good question, inshallah, when we explain about ghaib and the nature of the ghaib. Ghaib has general meaning and includes Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala first of all. Second, paradise, hellfire, Satan, angels, Imam Zaman alayhi salam. Either this has positive aspect or negative aspect. Positive aspect of Imam Zaman alayhi salam, angels, and negative aspect like shaitan or hell, which we shall will not see at all. Yes, they believe in all of this because it has been described by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Holy Quran or by the Prophet or Imam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.